Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. I'm excited today to welcome to our program Linda G. Mills. She's an individual that many of you have gotten to know, not only as her work as a filmmaker, but an individual that's being able to bring attention to causes that matter to her and to show us all, of course, what we can learn from them. She has a new project that's going to be actually debuting this week at the Tribeca Film Festival. It's called Better to Live. We're going to talk to her not only about that film, but also what it was like for her to share such an amazing story about these amazing individuals in a short film like this. Linda, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Cyrus. Great to be here.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. I mentioned to you before we went live, and I'll reiterate it again. I know this is a very busy week for you with the film making, you know, its first screening this week at Tribeca, so we do appreciate the time. I mean, you know, I thought about when I was prepping for this segment with you, Linda, how much work, how much effort, and also, of course, how much care goes into a project like this that then gets kind of, you know, compartmentalized into what we were able to see in a 20-minute short. I mean, what is it like for you to be able to see it all come together this way?
Gratifying, humbling, and a tremendous relief, because when you start with, in this case, it was hundreds of hours of footage because we used several cameras and then multiple microphones, that you really struggle with, first of all, what the story should be, right? So that story has to emerge. But equally importantly, how do you make sure that you tell this compelling message? And
right.
All the beautiful work that goes into creating this production called The Reality Show, how do you make sure that you capture that beauty? Not easy in 20 minutes.
Exactly. And I'm so glad that you mentioned that, you know, what the story is, because I have to tell you, if it had not been for your doing Better to Live, I would have never heard about here in Mississippi, heard about the reality show and the great way that it's able to, you know, to use the arts to bring attention to so many important issues, not only for young people, but because of the world that we live in today, I think for us all. I mean, was that part of the honor that you feel to be able to share that work that they're doing?
Yeah, there's no question that I have had the privilege. So I have been the producer of the reality show for now 10 years. And so I have had the privilege of watching these remarkable young people, these drama majors at Tisch School of the Arts, create a show about the most important issues for young people, college students in this case at NYU. And how do you do that in this compelling way that actually helps them become motivated to get whatever help they might need in a particular realm? In this case, of course, the film focuses on anxiety, on cutting, and on suicide prevention. And key to getting people the help they need is really reducing the stigma of getting the help you need. And so the fact that students like them are willing to sing, dance, and be silly about it in order to get them the help they need is really the stunning and perhaps most remarkable dimension of the show that gets put on for 5,000 students. So you really have to try and reach the most alienated of them. Not easy.
Right, not easy. And I think because of the response, as I mentioned, for those joining us live, it is debuting at the Tribeca Film Festival this week already. I mean, the first showing, you know, when I was on the website for Tribeca, it's already, you know, sold out there. They have a rush line that's set up for that one, as well as, you know, one of the others that's coming up later on this month, and limited tickets available, you know, for I know another one that's taking place on April the 23rd. I mean, when you see that response to it, Linda, you know, does that kind of make all of those hours worthwhile, that people are excited to see this and to be able to see, you know, what you've been able to do with it?
Yeah, you know, making a film is incredibly interesting. It's not unlike writing a book, which I've also done. the difference about a film, which is, I think, and slightly more compelling than writing a book, is you're not doing it alone, right? It's not singular. It's so much not only about whomever your characters are, but, of course, you have the producer in the room, you have the editor in the room, and in our case, we had the director of the show and we had the music director of the show in the editing room with us. And that is incredibly hard work, especially when you want to get it to 20 minutes. And you're pulling your hair out. It's agonizing. you're in a room that's 5 by 5 at most, completely uncomfortable, looking at screens, you know, and it always takes 5 minutes to do whatever editing move you want to make, you know, get done. And all in that process, you're thinking to yourself, really, will this be a movie people care about? And then when, of course, that happens, it's amazing.
Yeah, it has to be. You know, I want to say for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live, Linda G. Mills is our guest today. We're talking to her not only about her journey as a filmmaker in connection with the new project, Better to Live, but also what she's been able to do to be able to bring attention to causes that matter to her. Again, something that has to be gratifying. Linda, I want to talk about courage for a moment. It takes courage for these students to do what they did, but it also takes courage for you as a director to say that I want to tell this story. I want to be able to share this with others. Where does that come from? Where does that desire to be able to uplift and inspire come from for you?
Yeah, for me it's a pretty straightforward story, which is that my grandfather was a Holocaust survivor and he fought his way to the United States, quite literally, not in the war sense, but in the survival sense. And he has always been my inspiration for being fearless and courageous, both of which are kind of opposite sides of a coin. And so, for me, whenever I get really, like, in the middle of the night when I wake up and say, are you kidding me, 400 people times 4, you know, can you really do this? And then I think, well, you know what, my grandfather did it. He came to the United States. He survived what seemed like, you know, unthinkable odds. And he started a family here, and I just get my inspiration from that.
Wow, what an amazing thing. And could you have imagined, though, Linda, the reason why I wanted to ask you about the courage, could you have imagined that just as you were able to draw courage from your own family, that individuals would draw courage from you and the work that you've been able to do and the life that you've been able to live?
Yeah, so I do think a lot about that because I think courage is perhaps the most challenging, most difficult of emotions, if you want to call it that. And I just feel like when you demonstrate it, people, something happens internally to people, and they just feel like, just like it happened with me and my grandfather, people feel as though that's something I can do too. And I think it is particularly apt in this particular subject where so many people live in dark, dark places, and to reach out and get help does take courage. It's much more difficult, I would say, to actually reach out and get the help you need than it is, in a sense, to stay in that dark and lonely place that is so familiar. And so much of the task is to help us reach people in that dark place and to convince them that the love in the world can help carry them through this difficult time.
Yeah. And I think that is the thing. So when it comes to Better, you know, to Live, as you said, you know, you're being able to produce a reality show in itself, you know, was a major thing to be able to share these important topics. I mean, these topics are not, again, things, you know, that are easy to talk about. This story resonated with me personally, Linda, because I am a suicide attempt survivor myself, and I've shared that on this program in the past, and I think it's kind of helped me when it comes to empathy and thinking about the challenges that all of us go through, but I think particularly young people. You know, what was that like for you to kind of shine that spotlight on them and what they were able to do on stage and what they were able to make people think about that were watching them?
Yeah, what seemed obvious is, as a, you know, I'm a mental health provider amongst many other dimensions of who I am, and when we first confronted this issue, it was obvious to us that, and in fact, at one point we tried a panel of experts in the front of a room to try and talk people through why they should get help. And right now that sounds completely absurd given how extreme we went in terms of generating this incredibly talented pool of artists to come together and really talk about these issues in ways that are going to be compelling to their peers. And so it was, I mean, it's goosebump, you know, raising. It's an amazing experience to watch them do that, bring all of that talent to bear on not typical humor, but on the potential for convincing people when they are in that dark place, as you obviously have felt, that getting help can really help pull you out. And it's not easy to, when you're in that dark place, it's almost impossible to convince someone, as we know so well, given the statistics on suicide. And so the real question is, how do you do that? And you do that through compelling, authentic, and in this case, it's theater. And peers talking to peers saying, implying and saying, you know, we know what you're going through, so come forward and get the help you need. Trust us.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so interesting. Both titles, The Reality Show and Better to Live, I think, you know, to me speak so much, you know, about the world that we live in today. And I think especially with the title of the film, Linda, you know, because I think that's the thing. A lot of times you don't feel the hope. You don't feel, you know, that there is a reason to live. And I think to be able to share that in a way that can be both entertaining but also thought-provoking is a major thing. So as I mentioned, of course, you know, tickets are definitely going fast for Tribeca. We know there will be other film festivals to come for, you know, for Better to Live. But what do you hope when people do go to see it this week? What is your hope for them that they're able to take away from it?
So I think my hope is that when we do think about mental health in the United States, we think about it in a way in which it's untouchable, it feels unfamiliar, it feels all too familiar and you feel skeptical about it. I mean, I guess what I want people to take away is that there are these incredible cast members who every single summer dedicate their lives to getting every single word right for this group of students, and in this case we hope that this spreads across the nation, but for getting every single word right so that people who walk out of that audience, if they are in any way vulnerable or they know somebody who's vulnerable, that they will come forward and get the help that they need. And I think the inspiration, in a sense, the courage you talked about, the inspiration from that really is hopefully has the effect of spreading the word that, in fact, getting the help you need is exactly what can be the...
Exactly. So true. And to be able to use film to be able to share that message has to be an important thing. Again, everyone, Linda G. Mills is our guest today. She's the director of Better to Live. It's a film that's making its debut this week for those joining us live at the Tribeca Film Festival. A lot of great information available on the website as well as a great trailer. We'll be telling you that website here in just a moment. Can we talk about, you know, the platform again? You mentioned, of course, being an author as well. And, you know, one of the great things about your life, Linda, is that you have been able to, you know, to do the work that you believe in. That in itself is not always easy to do because, quite frankly, as you know, it's not always popular to do it. But when you do see people respond to it, when they respond to something that you wrote or something that you're able to direct, does it make all the hard work and all the effort worthwhile?
Yeah, it does. It's almost shocking because you're sort of in a cave, whatever version of cave, whether it's a movie cave where you're in an editing room or you're in your cave writing your book, you know, or you're standing or you're preparing a speech or whatever, but you're in a cave and you're thinking, you're pulling, you're drawing on those public expressions that you've had the privilege of having access to or watching this incredible these incredible drama majors play this out every summer. And you're sitting there thinking, okay, well, you know, is this inspiring? Is that inspiring? Does that move? Is that emotional? Does that get you angry so you stand up and want to make a difference in the world? And so you're sort of thinking, you're hoping, and then all of a sudden you show it, and it comes to life in a way that you always better than you could possibly have thought. I mean, that's usually my experience, which is stunning. And it just says to you that when you're doing authentic, important work that you know, revolves around messages that people want to, need to, crave to hear, that it materializes into so much coming back. There's kind of beautiful ways, in the best sense, coming back. And then that just feeds you for the next project.
Yeah, I think that is it. And what a source of inspiration you have to be, Linda, to others. I can only imagine, as you've been able to produce, you know, the reality show over the years, how much you've inspired those individuals. Tell us a little bit about that, because I know you've heard the stories. I mean, when you do hear, you know, how, you know, by your helping them to get to a place where they can, as you even alluding to yourself, getting the words right, you know, being able to really bring it. I mean, what is it like for you to hear from those individuals that have been able to be up on that stage?
Yeah. Well, so first of all, there's the students who are up on the stage and how gratifying it is for them to stand in front of 5,000 people and deliver this message, but in this funny, compelling, incredibly beautifully sung way. And so I think that's first and foremost what they get back and how amazing that is. I think what was remarkable about the film, which was different from the reality show, is those actors who are working all summer, they stand in front of the 5,000 students in September, and they're incredibly moved by the experience. They become celebrities on campus. I mean, all of that happens. But I think they hadn't quite realized that those words that they're picking, you know, and dicing, as you saw in the film, and trying to figure out to get the message right, that they hadn't quite realized that that materializes into concretely, in this very specific way, calls to the hotline and all that that means for not only for the students who are calling, but the glow effect for other students when somebody calls a hotline and says, look, they really helped me, so you should use it. So I think the cast hadn't quite realized the impact, although they knew it because it came back to them in all these positive ways from people in the audience. But we started to talk about the real impact of the hotline and the fact that over 10 years, 50,000 students have seen it and 100,000 calls have come in. I mean, these are remarkable numbers when you start to add that up over time.
Yeah, it really is. And I think, again, I mean, to be able to have that platform to be able to share that, again, has to be an amazing thing. And projects like The Reality Show have that to be the case. And now through, of course, the film that you've been able to produce, Better to Live, we're all able to get a better glimpse of it. I know I was. Again, everyone, Linda G. Mills has been our guest today. Again, a busy time for her, but we appreciate her taking out the time to discuss with us Better to Live. It is a film that will begin to make its round at the film festivals, Tribeca being the first this week. For those joining us live, there's a great website that's set up as well for you guys to stay connected. It's www.bettertolivefilm.com, and from there you can also get a preview of the trailer there and find out more information about the individuals that are involved in the project. Linda, the website, is that the best place where you'd like people to go to?
Yeah, I think if you go to the website, you can get all the updates, all the latest news, all the places in which we have the privilege of being on radio or streaming. So, I would follow it on Better to Live, and then you can also become part of our Twitter campaign.
So make sure you guys do that as well. And there is @better2live film is where you guys can stay connected on Twitter. And we actually tagged in with this conversation. We have Preston coming up for those joining us on the radio side at the bottom of the hour. Linda, for those joining us live, though, he'll be on here in a couple of days. So looking forward to speaking with him. And we thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it.
Cyrus, thank you so much. And thank you for all you put in the world. Thank you.
Well, look, I appreciate that. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment with Conversations Live. Make sure you guys do visit the website. Stay connected with the film. This is one I know you're going to be hearing about for quite some time. Again, for those in the area, Tribeca begins this week. Of course, you guys can be in the rush line for this week. It's limited tickets are available for later on this month. So make sure you guys go over to the Tribeca Film Festival website to see how you can be able to snag one of those. For those joining us on the radio side, you guys stay where you are. As I mentioned, there's more Conversations Live to come for you guys. For those joining us online, though, that's going to do it for us for this segment. So if you came in late and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our good friends online, you guys can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available on our social media sites at facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons that you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live, You all make it a great one.